news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Office of New York Attorney General Letitia James announced Tuesday an expansion of their investigation into the former guy, saying, quote, "We have informed the Trump Organization that our investigation into the company is no longer purely civil in nature." Spokesperson Fabian Levy continued, quote, "We are now actively investigating the Trump Organization in a criminal capacity, along with the Manhattan District Attorney. We have no additional comment at this time." The investigation is reportedly centering in on whether Trump took tens of millions of dollars in tax deductions that he wasn't entitled to. The Manhattan DA has been investigating Trump and his employees to determine if the company committed financial crimes. The House of Representatives is set to vote Wednesday afternoon on legislation setting up an independent, bipartisan commission to investigate the Capitol insurrection. The bill was negotiated in a bipartisan manner between Benny Thompson, the Democratic chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, and the Republican ranking member of the committee, John Katko, who was tasked with making a deal by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Well, despite the fact that Katko was able to get just about everything McCarthy demanded, McCarthy came out and said he would vote against it. And then on Tuesday night, the orange one released a statement ordering his Republican minions in Congress to resist because he's banned from social media. Trump released a statement that read in part, quote, "It is just more partisan unfairness, and unless the murders, riots, and firebombings in Portland, Minneapolis, Seattle, Chicago, and New York are also going to be studied, this discussion should be ended immediately." Meanwhile, Axios is reporting that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has also fallen in behind Trump and McCarthy and told his colleagues that he, too, will not be supporting the bill as it currently stands. And now a bit of good news. Average COVID-19 case numbers in the U.S. are at the lowest point they've been in almost a year. And a White House advisor says case tallies are down in all 50 states. That points to the fact that the vaccination efforts are working, even as demand for the shots slows across the country. About 48% of the U.S. population has gotten at least one shot. Internationally, there are mixed results. After a devastating lack of vaccine supply and a horrific third wave of infections, Canada is set to catch up and maybe even surpass the U.S. in first dose vaccination rates. But still, only 4% of Canada's eligible population is fully vaccinated. In China, a fresh COVID-19 scare quickly led to 100 million inoculations in just 9 days. But the situation in India is really bad. On Wednesday, India confirmed 4,529 COVID-19 deaths in the previous 24 hours. That is the highest single-day death toll reported by any country during this pandemic. The previous record, by the way, was set here in the U.S. back in January when 4,468 people died in one day. After stonewalling the public and refusing to release body cam video of the police killing of Andrew Brown Jr. in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, the Pasquotank County District Attorney held a press conference on Tuesday. He said that the deputies who killed Brown last month were justified in using deadly force. Then he played video of the incident publicly for the first time, which appears to show the officers opening fire as Brown was driving away, when no cops were in danger of being hit by a moving car. Attorneys for Brown's family are now asking the Justice Department to intervene. They likened the shooting to an execution and say the newly released body cam video proved the shooting was, quote, unequivocally unjustified. So there is legislation in Congress that would overhaul the nation's policing laws. A bipartisan group of House and Senate negotiators met to try to craft a compromise bill. President Biden has said he wants it on his desk by May 25th, the anniversary of George Floyd's death. But the group says it's not adhering to any deadline. So Washington Governor Jay Inslee isn't waiting on Congress. On Tuesday, Inslee signed into law a dozen police reform measures, saying they will work in coordination with one another to create a system of accountability and integrity stronger than anywhere else in the nation. Police chokeholds, neck restraints, and no-knock warrants are now banned in Washington state, and officers are required to step in if they witness colleagues using excessive force. The bill also restricts the use of tear gas, creates an independent office to evaluate the use of deadly force, and makes it easier to sue officers who cause injury. Palestinian protesters gathered by the thousands in cities across the West Bank on Tuesday, calling for mass strikes to convince political leaders to stop the Israeli airstrikes that have pummeled the region in the last 2 weeks. Attacks between Israel and Hamas militants continue, though, making this the deadliest Israeli-Palestinian confrontation since the two sides fought a war in 2014. Israel briefly allowed trucks carrying international aid into Gaza for the first time since the conflict began, but authorities ended up halting them in response to mortar fire at two border crossings. On top of it all, the Ministry of Health in Gaza warned that the destruction of medical facilities could lead to a surge of COVID-19 cases among those fleeing to shelters. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Jordanian King Abdullah II added their voices to those supporting a ceasefire. President Biden, facing lots of calls from Democrats to push harder for that ceasefire, has reportedly been privately encouraging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to start slowing down the airstrikes. And breaking Wednesday morning, Punchbowl News is reporting that President Biden spoke again with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. The two leaders had a detailed discussion on the state of events in Gaza, Israel's progress in degrading the capabilities of Hamas and other terrorist elements, and ongoing diplomatic efforts by regional governments and the U.S. The president conveyed to the prime minister that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. Stay tuned. And finally, a bit of good news. The House on Tuesday passed a bill seeking to strengthen the federal response to hate crimes against Asian Americans. The vote was 364 to 62. Yes, all 62 no votes were from Republicans, but that cleared the way for President Biden to sign the bill into law. It passed overwhelmingly by the Senate with only Josh Hawley opposing it. The bill introduced by Senator Mazie Hirono and Congresswoman Grace Meng would establish a Justice Department position to expedite the review of hate crimes, encourage states to establish hate crime hotlines, and provide money to train law enforcement officers and educate the public on how to counter bias against Asian Americans. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.